Welcome, listeners, to Sir Lenzo's Memoirs. On this episode, the discussion is still about the never-ending CBN's cashless policy in Nigeria. The debacle continues. The circus has no head, despite its direction. Now, I say despite its direction because I have already done, an episode on, open banking season in Nigeria. That was on the 9th of March. But callously enough, if that is even the right English, the Nigerian banking system has not, imbibed these guidelines. There is nothing on the horizon of even the guidelines being received or being attended to by the Nigerian banking sector. It does not reflect in the telecom banking because I have this morning, the 14th, tried my smart cash. It is still telling me add cash instead of me to, call for my inflow to load my wallet. It is still adding me cash, add cash. Now, I don't really understand. I know the NCC is a regulator for the telecoms, but if they have collected a license from the CBN, then they should actually start reacting to the CBN's guidelines, because it is a digital economy. We are going cashless. Why is everybody doing as if that news is not being worth celebrated? What do you understand by it? Because it has reached an alarming stage. Now, one of the things that reinforced me doing this topic today, this episode today, was when I read the caption in Punch newspaper that said that despite cashless economy, the figure of e-transaction actually declined. I was like, this is a blatant lie. The amount can simply not decline. But I must say that when I now looked into the article itself, it became very, very interesting because as far as I'm concerned, we are under siege of the Nigerian banks. They are running us ragged. It is not as if we are human beings. We are at their behest. It is what they want. The business model, the logic behind the business, them and their regulators, CBN, it seems as if they have a problem they don't really understand. We are the federal government, the Nigerians, the humans that we are the federal government. It is a service-based relationship. The banks are serving us. We are not taking instruction from them. And everything here to this moment is as if we were. There is no permission for me to spend my money. I do not need to submit anything. I have already complained about this to GT because after these guidelines were released, when I still went yesterday to the GT platform, it was still telling me to submit to do something with INERA. Why? Look, let's discuss the article. From that article, the Punch article, please, you can read. You understand? You can check it on Punch. Number one that I took out of it is, according to the NIBS, that's Nigeria Interbank Settlement System, usage of e-payment gateways recorded 41.29% increase month on month. So that means, in the reality of things, the transactions were actually more than that of January, of which I already said that we will see the amount, the enormous amount in trillions that they were making, that the banks are just using us to make money. They are holding on to the closed banking for whatever reason they think they have the legitimacy to, despite it being a crime. Because they are incompetent. Their system is very incompetent. It is not a subjective matter. We all know it as a fact, as a truth. And even the article still confirms it. Because failed transactions cost a 4.83% decrease in actual figures from 39.58 trillion to 37.67 trillion. Now, Who is keeping all this money? I am insisting that digital economy, communication and digital economy minister should enter this matter and they should do an audit of these banks because the monies are leaving our own accounts, you understand? And the NIBS is not having the data. Why? They are just calling this failed transaction.
They're just calling it failed. What do you mean failed transaction? The alert goes from us now. So where are they not now storing it? There is fraud going on in Nigerian banking system, in the digital manipulation of these things as we are, is what I am actually accusing them of. I am accusing them of it. NIBS is yet to upload data of failed transactions. NIBS is yet to upload data of failed transaction. Usage of mobile transfers, which serves as the primary payment gateway for many Nigerians, soared by 69.87%. Now, when all these things are surging, where now is the trillions? Because they are now saying there's no data for failed transaction, so the number is declining. How? Yet our money is... This is a national emergency. We are really suffering because of these things. There's no joke to it. There's no joke to it. They have simply... I have said it and I've been celebrating in era from when this policy started, because it is the backbone of our digital cashless policy. These banks are simply just not agreeing. Now, the transaction in numbers... has gone from 108.14 million times in January to 183.69 million times in February. Yet, we do not have the actual figure in amount. The amount is removing. So, if we now don't get that amount, the corresponding increase in amount, then where is the money? Because all the physical attributes, all the normal metrics to show the increase, the surge in the amount, is actually consistent. The only inconsistent thing is that amount. Please, Nigerians should ask them why. How? Why? NIBS, you answer us. We need to know the failed transactions. We need to know actually how much is it. It is. And please, this is a very serious matter. This is a very serious matter. Open banking, it must be liberated. You see, this is the biggest fight of our lives. It's not even all these politicians. From CBN saying now that it is open banking, must let you know that we were in a closed circuit of oligarchs before, like I was saying. We were always, and we are still in it. That's the problem. Despite the guidelines being released, you understand, the president should come to our aid. The federal government should move. We are actually suffering. Nobody, all of us feel it. Even the journalists writing, there's no cash. Buhari, we mad, don't mop them up. The banks are not giving us cash. So we are firmly in the cashless policy. We are firmly. Now, the transaction numbers have shown that we truly are. But now, they are now using failed transactions to cover up all their atrocities. They have always been known to be backers of fraud. The banks, the banking system. Now, the liberation, is it they that are not agreeing to it or what? And why are we not on our blockchain? Let me, and you can equally use Google, to educate yourself what blockchain technology is. Because we need to be aware. This is a digital age. Nigeria is going forward. We are not going backwards. And we must stand firm in our belief. We must stand firm in our humanity. We must stand firm on what is right. We must liberate ourselves from these oligarchs. It is now in the hands of you and I. We must share, we must complain, we must add our voice. Whether you a star, whether you a pauper, whether you a goon, whatever, we are all feeling the pitch. Now all of us worry self breakfast. Omo, una no want chop lunch. Now breakfast will continue to chop every day. Make una help me share. Let us let them know that we are intelligent people in this country. In whatever language, whatever you do, however it affects you, as far as this digitization, this cashless policy is touching you, I beg you, with everything you serve, please help me share and complain. Complain to CBN, complain to presidency, complain to Minister of Information, complain to Minister of Communication, because this is information now. Information dissemination. The banks are simply sitting down on top of the information. It is just a number in my account they are meant to share now. I must be able to instruct. You see, please, let the banks and even the blockchain technology people know that you are designing for Nigeria. Now, soft. It must be nice. It must be friendly. It must respect me and must empower me. You see, the platform, the interface must empower me. I am the owner of the money, the king of my own life. I am not needing anybody's permission. I am not submitting anything as an application for me to spend my money. The money is mine. That right is inherent to my humanity. Please be very guided And yes, blockchain is the way to go, even just by definition. Blockchain technology is an advanced database mechanism that allows transparent information sharing within a business network. A blockchain database stores data in blocks that are linked together in a chain, unlike the filing system of servers. The banks are using servers, which is a filing system. It is problematic because every time you try to do a transaction, it is calling for a file. Unlike a blockchain, which is a peer-to-peer, who you know get business with, no need put mouth. Nobody saw we say we can't go to find file inside the servers. You see, Nigeria has already built that blockchain before now, launched it since 2021. This is 2023. The oligarchs are now, I said the CBN, gone is the problem, the CBN. Yes, the CBN is. Because early this morning, the NCC, being a responsible regulator, has already given the telecom companies till May 17 for all of them to harmonize their short codes. They have empowered porting in telecoms. What has the CBN been doing? It will just announce that it has sat down with bankers committee. Who are these bankers committees that think they are not the ones running Nigeria, running our lives? Please, YouTube, help me look at it. It is just to reason. It is no longer mathematics. It is now arithmetic. It is no longer mathematical equation. It is an arithmetic thing. It is clear. You are feeling it. You can see it. The bank transactions are failing. The banks any business, please, just look at it this way. Who will not like a business where customers are queuing up? That's exactly what we are doing with the banks. Who will not like a business where customers are queuing up? I have said it. They did not have the idea of the spending data. Till now, they don't. And please, to capture that spending data, what I propose is that when we get to our e-Naira app form, the Naira in digital form, we must see. I must have 500 Naira, 1,000 Naira, 200 Naira, 100 Naira, 50 Naira in digital form with the corresponding serial numbers. So that anytime I send 1 Naira, it goes to that next person as that 1 Naira. Because those that are suffering now, as we are in Nigeria, are those at the bottom. You cannot transfer 1 Naira, you cannot transfer 100 Naira, you cannot transfer 200 Naira, you cannot transfer 50 Naira. So you now find out that a lot of transactions happen in this low arcada in Nigeria. A lot of things are still 100 Naira now. So because of the problem, you are now adding to inflation. The thing is really very bad. It's a national emergency now. Everybody is now quiet. Please help me share. Help me share. I beg you in the name of the God that I'm kneeling down for you. Please just help me share. Add your voice to this injustice. Add your voice to this injustice on our lives by these banks. Please add your voice. It is not all this cash swap they are talking about. Cash is gone. Buhari has kidnapped it. This is when last you see cash. The only way forward is this cashless policy. And it is working. It is just the banks that are hanging on to their dear lives of criminality. And they should start surcharging them because they are actually making money. All the data simply says so. They are not just calling the final figure. I had boasted before now. I said, come February, everybody will see the increase. Now, the increase is now not in the actual figure. The increase is the number of times it's happening. So that must mean there's a disjoint. They need to audit these banks. They need to audit their servers. They need to audit that information. There is a lot happening. They cannot go to court because why? They will do our bidding before they go and start looking for another person. We are not at their own BS. They are at our BS. The service is them serving us, not we serving them. Please, it is not a legality. It is not subjective. I am the one paying for my hustle now. So why will they always be giving me shit? You will go to the bank, they'll just be giving you excuses, incompetence all over the place. And yet, turn it to open banking, they are saying no. Why? How? Please. Reason along these lines, please. Help me share. We are the ones to liberate ourselves. Our life, our right is ours. I have always said it. We are all uniquely important. Please, help me in this fight. Everybody, what they are saying is just not my concern. It is open banking. Open banking. My phone number is an account. I must be able to share. I must, the lingua must be very respectable, please. We Nigerians are in command. We are in control of our own lives. Please, the banks must know that. Not submitting anything. Thank you.